I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. President Bush's Social Security proposals are in trouble. Here's one of his key supporters, the Senate Finance Committee Chairman Charles Grassley. He's a Republican from Iowa. And on Friday, he told the Associated Press, quote, "I think it's very difficult for me to say today that we'll present a bill to the president." Slate editor Jacob Weisberg goes further. He argues the Social Security plan in its current form is all but dead. Now, says Jacob, the big question for Mr. Bush is how he deals with his first major domestic policy failure.
George W. Bush faces the same kind of massive defeat on Social Security that Bill Clinton suffered with his 1993 health care plan, a Congress solidly controlled by his own party repudiating his top goal. As the Clinton example shows, such a setback doesn't doom an administration. But how Bush handles the almost certain death of his Social Security plan will determine whether he accomplishes any of the other big-ticket items on his agenda. The first question to ask is whether Bush can face up to defeat, not whether he can acknowledge defeat publicly. Few presidents are capable of graciously admitting their screw-ups, and this one is more reluctant to do so than most. The issue is whether Bush can acknowledge to himself that he's belly-flopped on Social Security. If he can't, the endgame is likely to be fairly ugly for the GOP. Bush will expend more political capital twisting the arms of senators in a fruitless cause. There are already signs of a split opening up between the White House and moderate Republicans in Congress, many of whom face tough re-election battles next year. But Bush is a canny politician who doesn't make a habit of riding his principles into the grave. He admits no mistakes, but tends to discreetly adjust course. Remember how he evolved the justification for the war in Iraq from fighting WMD and Al-Qaeda to promoting human rights and democracy in the Middle East? Bush has perfected the political art of winding up on the winning side. He did it with the Medicare prescription drug bill, antithetical though it was to conservative principles. He did it again with the Homeland Security bill, which forced him to accept a new cabinet department he didn't want. Already, there are signs of Bush subtly backing away from his defining idea in the Social Security debate. He's lately gone out of his way to note that private accounts, brilliant idea though he thinks they are, won't extend the program's solvency. Pulling Bush back in a self-immolating direction are the self-enclosed world of conservative spin and free market conservatives who want to blow up the existing Social Security system. All those town hall meetings packed with supporters only insulate Bush from the truth about how unpopular his plan is in the rest of the country. But Bush may be shrewd enough to forget private accounts and shift to the goal of keeping the system solvent. If he does, he'll leave his Democratic opponents in a quandary. A package of innocuous tax increases and benefit cuts could extend the life of the trust fund out to 75 years in a fairly painless way. That's a compromise even the most partisan Democrats would find it hard to oppose, because it would protect the Social Security system they love. But politically, Democrats would be loath to help Bush turn his first major defeat into another political victory.
Opinion, analysis, and political observation from Slate editor Jacob Weisberg. He's also the co-author with Robert E. Rubin of the book In an Uncertain World.